died from famine. So peacefully while the king asleep, his fear passed away. He was at Dayton, Tennessee, defending our dear Lord. And soon after his work was finished, he went to his reward. He fought the evolutionists and infidels and fools who are trying to ruin the minds of children in our schools. By teaching weak and crop monkeys and other things absurd, denying the works of our Savior and God's own holy word. He was a natural born archer, his voice was rich and grand, a writer and a statesman to the greatest in the land. 3 times he ran for president, but Kaplan wouldn't let him win, because he was a friend to the poor and to the working men. Was a father good and kind, a son loyal and true. A great and mighty man was he, a hero through and through. His wife, his children, and his kin all mourned his sudden end. The nation bows with them in mourning all lost a noble friend. He will be missed throughout the land. His speech is often read. His memory will live in our hearts while he's among the dead. He's gone to his eternal home, forever he's at rest. His name will here be loved and cherished, his work forever